Ola Rondiak is a Ukrainian-American artist who divides her time between Kyiv and New York. Since Russia's invasion, she spends most of her time at local protests and waiting for news of her friends and family back home in Ukraine, including her husband, a U.S. citizen who managed to escape to Romania.
We love Ukraine, very loyal to Ukraine, and he didn't want to desert his people. He wanted to stay as long as possible, but he also knew he could do a lot from being over the border.
Veselka, a Ukrainian restaurant in the heart of the East Village, has long been an enclave for the diaspora. The third-generation Ukrainian-American owner summed up the mood.
We're saddened, we're frightened, we're concerned, we're angry, we're upset. It's just really a very difficult time for us.
The restaurant has become an unofficial meeting spot for those who want to show support for Ukraine. Just down the street from the restaurant, New York's Ukrainian Museum. Its director feels the museum has been given added importance in the wake of Vladimir Putin's comment that Ukraine is, quote, not a real country.
Ukraine is a separate country, has its own history, has its own culture.
Protests against the Russian invasion of Ukraine are daily occurrences in New York, home to an estimated 170,000 Ukrainians, more than anywhere else in the United States.
The longer this war goes on, the harder it has become for Ukrainians abroad to watch from afar as their country continues to be attacked. Gabriel Zondo, Al Jazeera, New York.